GOP lawmakers have sent two similar bills in as many years to Governor Jim Doyle's desk, only to have them vetoed. This time around, they've changed the plan slightly to add safeguards designed to block felons from casting ballots. A state driver's license, state ID card, or military ID would still be the only forms of identification accepted at polling places. Democrats say that's not enough and want people to be able to show utility bills or give the last four digits of their Social Security numbers. Schofield Senator Russ Decker says making the measure too restrictive will catch some people by surprise.
Anyone who wants to vote should be allowed to vote. And if Aunt Mildred down the road has been voting at the same place for 35 or 40 years and is not paying attention to what we do here in the legislative building, should not be intimidated when she goes to the voting place.
But Republicans refuse to accept those ideas, saying their proposal has already been thoroughly considered through years of deliberations and public hearings. Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz says he thinks the plan to require photo IDs has struck a nerve with the public.
We will not be deterred to give the people what they want, an assurance that there is no voting fraud in this state and that our elections are clean and fair.
Doyle says seeing the bill again is like the movie Groundhog Day, where events repeated themselves endlessly. The governor promised another veto. Republicans have also proposed a state constitutional amendment that would take Doyle out of the picture, but it would need the approval of voters first, which could happen in 2 years at the earliest. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.